Welcome to What Stina Says. Hi, I'm Christina, founder of Coach Stina and Heart for Children. In this podcast, I am breaking down for you exactly how I have scaled to multi-six figures in 26 months. I will also be stripping down to the raw and real as a mother and multi-six-figure entrepreneur. The art of building a personal brand has become more noisy than ever before. I coach you through how to leave behind your logic to get your cash flowing, all while giving a realistic picture of the battle to remain present as a mother. Ooh, this might be my favorite episode yet, y'all. Episode 12, feel the strongest confidence you've ever felt when selling. I'm going to walk you through how I developed a confidence to sell $60,000 plus consulting packages, as well as how I help my clients to sell high ticket. And let me tell you that mindset work is great. I love mindset work. The internal work is important. You need to feel an internal alignment with what you're doing and how you feel on the inside. But let me tell you, this also stops people from confidently selling. And it's because they think that their internal energy has to be in perfect alignment before they sell high ticket. Let me tell y'all, I was scared to death to charge $3,000 for my very first coaching package. I was scared to death to charge $10,000 when I raised my prices to that. With every price increase, it got easier, but there was still some fear. So if I let that determine whether or not I was going to sell at those price points, I never would have done it. So here's the game changer right here. Confidence is built by doing. Confidence is built by taking action. Confidence is built by using the strategy and watching it work. You want to know how my clients build confidence selling high ticket? They just do it. They just pitch. And then guess what? They prove it to themselves because they land a $7,000 client, an $8,000 client. They have a $10,000 sales day, right? They have a 20K sales month. Whatever it might be, they prove it to themselves by doing it. And then their confidence grows. The second way that you can build an insane level of confidence by selling or when selling is by reminding yourself of your outstanding client results and rehearsing that positive self-talk. Hey, I say to myself, hey, Christina, remember when this client made $57,000 as a result of the high ticket offer funnel they built with you, including all of their offer suite? So if you don't know those specific tangible facts about your work with clients, you need to circle back to them and you need to ask them for a testimonial, right? It can be something as simple as, hey, I'm looking to post some new testimonials to my website. Yours can be anonymous if you want. Would you be willing to share your biggest takeaway from your time working with me? Right? Check in with your clients a year later. Hey, it's coming up. You just graduated about a year ago. How much money have you brought in as a result of XYZ? So that you have tangible facts to remind yourself, but not only that, you have ROI to showcase on your website. You have updated testimonials to put screenshots of in your stories. Building on the last episode, that's another one of my favorite things to do in stories when educating my audience is I will talk through a client result with the screenshot of what the client said to me, sharing that result. It's a great way to do that. The third way to feel the most confident you've ever felt while selling is to stop selling things that don't align with what you want to be doing. Stop selling things because you think that's what you should be selling. And instead, create one high ticket offer or multiple high ticket offers that you're so obsessed with because they get amazing results for your clients, number one. Number two, they give you the time and financial freedom you've always craved, so you are living your best life. We have to create from a place of abundance and not from a place of scarcity, not from a place of, ooh, what if nobody likes this? Look, if you love it and you're obsessed with it and you work on that landing page sales copy for however many weeks, people are going to love it. The fourth way, the fourth strategy you can do to build your confidence is when that offer doesn't sell right away, but you love it and you're obsessed with it, keep selling it and let your funnel do the work. Remember when I said it's taking for funnels, it's taking a lot longer, excuse me, more touch points, 70 touch points before somebody buys from you. This could be seeing five of your reels a week, getting five emails a week, right? That's 10 touch points a week over 7 weeks. So I really, really, really want you to consider that. When something doesn't sell right away, stay consistent, keep selling it, show up multiple times a week and talk about it on your stories. This is a different type of strategy than educating your audience on why they need you. You've also got to sell your offers and say, hey, so if this is a transformation you want too, here's a way that you can achieve that with me. Here's the way that my clients choose to access me. That's very, very important. Confidence building is not something that's going to happen overnight. And like I said, you may or may not feel the internal energy alignment until you start doing it, until you start showing up and proving to yourself, I will do this even when I feel scared. Little story for y'all. When I taught theater arts, I always had a handful of middle school kiddos, at least 30 in every grade level every year, that would not get up on the stage and perform at the start of the school year. By the time they left my classroom, every single student had performed on the stage. You want to know how I got them there? I just made them do it, right? We started with one line, then we increased that to 5 lines of a script, then 10 lines of a script. And even before we were talking, we would do pantomime. So we would do silent acting. But again, the act of getting up on the stage and just doing it, you just got to do it. So even when that fear exists, you have to tell yourself this will pay off in the long run. Now, my confidence in my own work, every time I increase prices, every time I decide to change an offer structure, I changed something in my business most recently that has brought in the bulk of my six figures. And I said, you know what? This isn't in alignment with me anymore. So I'm going to create something brand new, which I'm going to be launching in a few months. That is true confidence. Having the courage to say, I'm going to start from scratch. I'm going to do something totally different from what I've been doing because I no longer feel in alignment. So feeling alignment with your offers is different than feeling in alignment with your confidence. Because again, that confidence is going to be created when you just decide to do, you decide to act, even in the midst of that fear. So what do you need to do right now in which fear has been holding you back? How do you need to prove yourself wrong? Is it investing in something, in a coach, in a consultant that you know you need to invest in? Is it in showing up on your stories and talking every day? Is it finally putting out emails to your audience, selling your offers and telling them about them? Is it doing a price increase? I want you to choose one of these four things. And after this episode, I want you to get off and I want you to do it. Cheers to creating confidence by facing our fears.
Did you enjoy this episode? I would absolutely love for you to leave me a review sharing the love. If you also love this episode and you're like, Christina, how do I learn more from you? You can head to my website linked in the show notes. In addition, I want you to know that if you are looking to make more money, work less hours, pay off your debt, buy your dream home, save for retirement, and all the incredible activities that you want to be able to put your kids in, but money is holding you back, then I am the marketing and sales funnel consultant for you. Together, you are going to unlearn the toxic habits that you have built with work and your relationship to tying how much time you work to your money. In addition, you are going to learn how to confidently price according to your value and according to what you want, not what you think you should be pricing at. You will become someone who is more confident than ever. You know that giving more time for the sake of hustle won't result in a fulfilled life. Your life is fulfilled because you provide insane transformations for your clients. You have abundant energy because your funnel works for you when you're not. And you feel re-energized by your business rather than wondering what's next and if you'll be able to scale to multi-six and seven figures. So what are you waiting for? Hit the link in your show notes and let's get started together.